Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Dapatkan lebih banyak lagi cerita bagus di sbs.com.au/indonesia.
Congratulations on your HSC. Overall, how was that?
HSC, honestly, because of COVID, our senior years has been really tough because like, we spent like more than half of it in lockdown. However, I think with the support of my friends, my family, and especially my teachers like adapting to online classes, they really helped like smoothen out the process and made the journey a lot easier. Yeah.
And then another congratulations extended to you for the double Lotte Marami's Awards from tonight.
Yeah, so I ended up getting the award for both Indonesian Continuers and Indonesian Extension. And honestly, I was shocked. I couldn't believe it. But it's such an honor and privilege to receive these awards and be invited to this ceremony. So I feel really happy about it. Yeah.
Right. So we have to make it clear first that you don't have any Indonesian background from the family.
Yeah, not at all. In year seven, I'll tell you a little secret. In year seven, when I was putting in my subjects, I chose Japanese as my top preference, but the class filled up. So my second preference was Indonesian. And once I got into Indonesian, the teacher was really nice, Miss Cody. And she really made the classes really engaging and fun. So I got pretty good at Indonesian, so I decided to do it throughout my high school years.
Right, so this is a blessing in disguise. Like, you wouldn't be able to get the award if you're not choosing Indonesian, maybe?
Exactly, that's what I was thinking. Like, I remember at the time I was like, oh, no one's really studying Indonesian. It's a pretty small class. I was like pretty unsure about it. I might drop it next year. But yeah, I think Miss Cody really played a huge part in my achievements. And yeah, so that's all I have to say, yeah.
Did you dislike it, like, at the beginning of the class? Because, like, it's not your first preference.
Oh, not at all. I think I put Japanese as my first preference because all my friends were doing it. But I actually quite enjoyed Indonesian because the way that Miss Cody, she plans the lessons, it's always very engaging. And she teaches us, like, new vocabulary through movies and songs. And she also rewards us with lollies when we get questions right. So yeah, I think I actually really enjoyed Indonesian. But all my friends were saying, oh, do Japanese with us. So I was persuaded by them. But now, looking back at it now, I'm really thankful that the Japanese class filled up. And yeah, I'm really grateful for this opportunity.
Right. Enlighten us again. Like, what is your achievement in HSC for these two category of language?
Right. So throughout year 12, I got pretty good marks for Indonesian, which attributed to my HSC marks. And I remember like the days leading up to the HSC, I was feeling quite nervous. But Miss Cody was always there to help me correct my mistakes and mark my work. So I think I was pretty well prepared going into the exam. There were a few tricky questions on the test I was unsure of, but I just thought, it's over, I'll just forget about it. And then when I received the call for state ranking number one in Indonesian Continuers and Extension, I was pretty shocked. I was quite sleepy, but I was also like, wow, am I dreaming? So yeah, it was quite a pleasant surprise, I would say.
Right.
Yeah.
So, okay, so far it works for you learning Indonesian because then you got like both like first rank in New South Wales for that. But going forward, like, you reckon you will dig into this Indonesian language more?
Right.
Or you will just like, okay, this is just for my HSC test, I'm good, okay, and then, but then, yeah, okay, bye, I put it aside and go on with something else? Or what you reckon at this point?
Right. So, honestly, going into year seven, I always knew I wanted to take a language because many like high school graduates say after high school, you forget everything you've learned. And I really didn't want to like waste my time, say, learning physics and then just never using it again. But I feel like with a language, it opens up so many different opportunities. For example, because Indonesian is, I guess, quite a not that popular in the HSC right now, not many people take it. And in fact, like I don't know many Indonesian people living in Sydney. It's quite hard to practice Indonesian with other people other than my teacher and my classmates. So I actually went online and found some friends who live in Indonesia. And then, Indonesian helped me build this bridge and helped me form some friends, like, who I've never met before. But we get to, like, communicate. Yeah, so I feel like learning a language, for me, Indonesian, really helped me, open my horizons and, like, open new opportunities for the future. Yeah.
And will you take it, to study it in uni?
Tonight I've received quite a lot of encouragement, yeah. I think if I get to find out more about it, I think I would get to enjoy it in university if I do it. So if I have the opportunity, I would like to give it a go, yeah.
And so prove it to our listeners that you deserve the first rank in New South Wales for Indonesian continuers and extension. Okay, say something longer, maybe like half an hour, no.
Just say one really good
one. Okay. Say something in Indonesian.
Mm-hmm. So my teacher actually taught me this line and I've used it in every single essay that I've written for the test. Let me just quickly collect it in my mind. Saya benar benar percaya bahwa pendidikan penting sekali karena kalau tidak ada pendidikan orang akan terkenang maaf maksud saya orang akan terkenang dalam lingkaran setan kemiskinan seumur hidup mereka dan
that lingkaran setan must have like a higher mark, yeah?
Exactly. And also she taught us kepepet dalam sangka emas consumerisme. Quite a nice phrase, I just shoved it in here and there. Yeah, exactly.
Jerry Zhang, nice to talk to you. Thank you so much for SBS Indonesian.
Thank you so much.
Sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS Program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.